You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
This podcast on 97.3 The Fan is brought to you by Hamul Casino.
And joining us on the premier Chevrolet of Carlsbad fan hotline is your pal, my pal, Jesse Agler. Good morning, my friend.
Good morning, pal.
So, COVID hits. Everybody is doing weird, calling games from monitors and things like that. And then now, from what I
understand,
Jesse's
calling a game with concerts going on in the background.
Yeah, that's absolutely, it's absolutely happened. And now, Jesse, am I to understand that you are at least part-time back on the road and your very first trip away is to Oakland?
You are correct.
Fantastic.
We get to see the beautiful Coliseum up close and in person.
Yes.
You talk about really getting back into it. So we're on the road part-time. We're not going to do every road game in person. There's like a bunch of kind of different random scheduling, logistical type, you know, things. But, you know, this is obviously something we've been looking to do for a long time. And Padres really stayed on it. Got to credit them because a lot of teams have not. So, you know, big thank you to the organization, everybody at a lot of levels. Eric Meyer, who we deal with, Eric Grubner, Peter Seidler, AJ Preller, frankly, because, you know, it kind of impacts everybody, us being out here. TJ, I mean, like the number of people who have kind of helped make this happen is huge. So we're really appreciative. It's sort of like a small step back towards, you know, a little bit more normalcy for us. And we get to go to the Ring Central Coliseum tonight.
Yeah. And, you know, for those of you listening right now that are like, well, I, you know, either had no idea, whatever. I mean, we had to do our shows from, you know, a back house on headsets for over a year. And it the day we got back in the studio, you almost want to cry. You're like, this is kind of, you know, I got into this business to do it like this. This is what I know. And great job to you guys. You guys have held it down regardless. I'm happy for you, even though it is back in Oakland, Jesse. Still, it's a step in the right direction, like you said, my friend.
Definitely, definitely. And like, you know, it's cool too, because It I think, and I guess I don't really know because we haven't done it in so long, but like, I really think it's going to help, you know, not just with like, oh, I can actually see what's happening on the field as opposed to, you know, like when you're sort of at the mercy of the TV broadcast, but also just like being able to feel the game.
Yes.
You know, I mean, it feels like that's what you're saying about the studio, like being there, hearing the crowd, even if it's not a big crowd, even if it is Oakland, even if it is Tampa, whatever, like being able to kind of feel the energy, whatever that energy is of the place, as opposed to just sitting at Petco, which is beautiful and lovely, but there's nobody in there. It's going to be, I think, a huge positive. We're very excited.
Well, I'm stoked for you guys, man. We're talking to the great Jesse Agler here on Ben and Woods this morning. You know, I did want to talk a little trade deadline with you. I know Ben's going to want to rehash it tomorrow, but I wanted to get your take because we haven't talked to you since it all went down. Is it possible, and I saw this on Twitter, I stole it for our show, and we've really run with it the last couple of days. It is possible, both happy and upset, with the Padres trade deadline acquisitions or lack thereof. Yes, happy and sad.
I mean, you can be happy and sad about anything in life. I mean, it's overly simplistic, right? To
right.
say that a thing only brings me joy or only brings me sadness. So sure, absolutely. What makes you happy about the trade deadline, Woods?
Well, I loved getting Adam Frazier and I loved getting Daniel Hudson. The Jake Marisnyk deal, you know, I wanted to see more Brian O'Grady, and that kind of puts a crimp into that. Obviously, you never know what's going to happen, but I love BOG. But, you know, the Marisnyk thing was like, oh, okay, at the end of the day. But I liked the Hudson move a lot, and I loved the Adam Frazier move. So I was pretty happy with those. But, you know, obviously when the deadline hits and there's no starting pitching acquired, it was a bit of a head-scratcher for me.
Yeah, I mean, I think I understand why you would say it's a head-scratcher, but, like, I have a general understanding of why it didn't happen, and it's just that trades, despite how many trades AJ has made over the years, they're actually very difficult to pull off.
No doubt.
And I think the market at this deadline was wild, and I don't know that we all anticipated just how insane it was going to be. We all knew it was going to be nuts because we've been saying it for weeks. Hey, there's so many teams in contention. We get the sense the Cubs are going to sell off. We get the sense the Marlins are going to sell off. Like, you sort of knew that there was going to be a lot of action, but then it turned into a free fall. It reminded me of one of those, I don't know if they still do this because I haven't watched wrestling in years, but like, you know, that the thing where they'd have like 30 guys in the ring at once Like, that's sort of what the trade deadline turned into. And it was like, wow. And it was just like a good reminder that, hey, yeah, AJ pulled off all those deals at the deadline last year. He pulled off all those deals in the winter this year. But it's hard to do that. And it's not going to happen every time you try and make it happen. And this was, unfortunately, a very good reminder of that.
Well, I think we got spoiled. You know, I think we all you get spoiled. And, you know, the thing I hated to see was people turning on him. I had a guy in my DM saying, hey, if he doesn't get starting pitching, his head's got to roll. I'm like, you're out of your mind. Will you look at what we have on the field? Will you look at the numbers? Will you look and look back at how much joy that you've gotten from this team? It's a different, you know, there hasn't been a lot of joy around here in early August in a long, long time, save last year, which was a weird year, Jesse. And you know, I think what he's been able to do is remarkable. But everybody, you know, you needed it. But the way I looked at it was this. Once Max went off the table, I'm like, fine, just roll with what you got. I did not want to give up a ton of prospects for other guys. I really didn't. And you see what, like, the Cardinals did. They went out and they got Lester and Jay Happ. That's not going to do anything for you. That's not going to move the needle.
It's a balancing act, right? Because you say, okay, I identify whoever that I'm interested in.
Yeah.
Barrios, doesn't matter. You know, and you go, okay, well, then you start talking to those guys, and they're saying, hey, we need A, B, C, and D. And you're right. I mean, there comes a point where you're like, I don't know.
Can't do it.
Well, we can get A, B, C, and D from these guys. And you say, okay, like, I that's fine then. If you can do that, go for it. I mean, not that I know that that's how it went down, but I would imagine it was something like that. And look, you have to set a value on everybody, like, as a general manager and as a front office. And you have to say, all right, for this starting pitcher on the Twins, for that starting pitcher, you know, on the Cardinals, whatever it might be, I am willing to do this. And you set that. It's like setting a budget when you're buying a house or a car. If you're not going to stick to it, what's the point?
Right.
And I think you have to be disciplined like that. And if you're going to say, I can't afford a car more than this, well, then you know not to go to that other dealership. And you know not to go look at that other model. And I think that's kind of how it is with this. And I'm not talking dollars and cents. I'm talking prospects. I'm talking players. You know what I'm saying? Hey, I'm not willing to spend more than this, unless it is for a Scherzer Turner situation. And then, you know, you have to be disciplined. As difficult as that would be for all of us to do, you know, I think that's part of what makes a general manager a general manager, is having that kind of self-control.
Oh, they would get me so good. If I was a GM, Jesse, they'd be like, all right, throw in him or it's not happening. I'd be like, take him. It would be awful. I mean, I would decimate the farm in a day. And we'd look around and be like, hey, we got some really good players, but there's absolutely no future left. It is the, you know, it's funny. I texted Skip Schumacher after the deadline, and I just asked him one simple question.
Good name drop.
Thank you very much. We're buddies. It's fine. It's no big deal.
He is
the greatest. I love him. And I said to him, hey, more thankless job, manager or general manager? He goes, being the general manager is the hardest job in baseball, and it's not even particularly close. He goes, when you're the manager, you're dealing with personalities and you have to create a culture. He goes, the GM actually has to go out and find those players. And when you do, you're great. And when you don't, you're the worst. And when you trade prospects, people are mad. When you don't trade prospects, people are mad. He said it is the most thankless job until you're hoisting that World Series trophy. Then it's all worth it. But then, Jesse, you have to figure out, how do I do it again?
Yeah, I mean, I use this all the time. We're still waiting for a team to go back-to-back since the Yankees won three in a row.
Yeah.
Starting in 98.
98.
Against the Padres.
Yep.
Like, nobody has won back-to-back World Series since. So you're right. You know, you get to that point, you hold up the trophy, you're the general manager, you crack a beer, and you say, oh my gosh, we did this.
Now what?
And like 4 months later, the fan base is like, okay, how are you going to do it again? And nobody does it again. Like, it's unbelievable. And you're talking about that aspect of it. Oh, by the way, big league roster construction is like one of 1,000 responsibilities that a general manager has. Like, obviously, it's the biggest one. It's the most important one. It's the most public-facing one. But, like, there's a lot of other stuff that goes on that he's, you know, very responsible for when it comes to the draft, when it comes to, like, international signings. Like, all that kind of stuff is under his purview, too. It's, I mean, Skip is correct. I'm sure.
I get stressed. We're talking to Jesse Agler here on Ben and Woods. I get stressed doing a three-hour radio show. I mean, and then my day, I'll be at the golf course at 10:30. You know what I mean? There's no golf. There's no leisure time for these guys. All that stuff is premature ridiculousness. I think AJ's done a great job. And, you know, we're going to see how it plays out over the next couple of years. And I think always what's important, trade deadline, sometimes it's the moves that you don't make. It's the moves that can come back and bite you. And I loved, when you heard his explanation, how did you feel about when he said, I think the quote was, look, I can go out and get a starting pitcher, but if the guys we have don't pitch up to snuff, it doesn't matter anyway. That was, in my opinion, I was like, ooh, strong words from our general manager.
True words,
yeah.
I mean, there's no getting around it. Like, that's it. That's exactly right. You know, and use Scherzer as the example in our little imaginary scenario here, because he was obviously like the most, you know, well-regarded guy out there. And you know, he's a future Hall of Famer. We all know that. So if you put Scherzer, you know, at the top of a rotation in a 5 or 7 game series, you obviously feel wonderful about it. But if Yu Darvish struggles, if Blake Snell struggles, if Joe Musgrove, you know, is inconsistent, then it doesn't matter that you have, yep, Max Scherzer. So I think that was his point, and he's right. And those guys know that too. Blake talks about it almost every start afterwards, you know, that he's got to be better. And it seems like Musgrove's coming around. Darvish is sort of a little hit or miss right now. Like, the consistency for those guys in September and October will dictate how far this team goes, probably more than anything else. And I know, and I'm saying that knowing Fernando is on the injured list. And like, obviously we hope that he's back sooner rather than later, but I think it's probably those three guys that will have as much to say about how far this team goes than anything else. And that's basically what AJ was saying. Now, if you added a Scherzer, would it give you a little bit more cushion? Sure. But, you know, I mean, the reality is, these starting pitchers, honestly, and Tony and I have talked about this, more in September maybe than October, as weird as that sounds, are going to be critical to the whole thing. Because come October, the quick hook is out, right, for every team.
Oh, yeah.
And you know, it's a bullpen month, and the Padres' bullpen is unbelievable. So they're set up for October. September is kind of the question mark, and obviously, I guess, by extension, August. But I'm thinking September, all those games against the Dodgers and Giants. Like, if your starting pitching doesn't, you know, work deep, if they don't give you those quality outings in September, even if you make the playoffs and you burn out your bullpen in September just to make the postseason, you're not setting yourself up for success in the postseason.
Talking to Jesse Agler, Padres radio play-by-play man here. Jesse, you mentioned it there in that last answer, but Fernando Tatis Jr., that was the big story from the weekend, going down with another shoulder injury, and we'll be talking about that over the next week or so as we're waiting to see how he feels when he comes back from the 10-day IL stint. But I don't know if you've heard any updates more than we've heard from Jace Tingler or anything like that, but how do you see this playing out? I mean, there are people out there already saying, you know, just shut him down, give him the surgery. I tend to think that you're going to have to drag him off the field. I mean, the guy wants to play. He's a player. But what do you think? How do you think this plays out for him with, what, number three,
yeah,
shoulder injury?
Four,
of the year?
Four, I think.
Number four?
Well, first of all, I'm just glad he's letting you talk this week.
Thank you.
Because
I had to turn off his mic.
Yeah.
All right, settle down.
Oof.
Over there.
Oof.
God.
No, I don't know any more, you know, than anybody else does about the most discussed shoulder in sports. But I think we'll probably, you know, get a sense by the end of this week of like where we're at. You know, when Jay said the other day that it's a little bit more inflamed than the last couple of times, that was sort of a cue to me that, okay, he's probably not coming back right after the 10 days, but maybe it's 14 days. And who knows, I could be wrong. That was just sort of my read into that. You know, him giving that information, I thought perhaps was like setting us up just to like understand that it's not going to be magical like last time where he just sort of came back, you know, the minimum and then homered it right away, as he always tends to do. But, you know, I don't see the understanding in the just shut him down mode. If the Padres were 20 games out of the playoffs, okay, sure, yep, yeah, get a head start on a potential surgery. But, you know, that's not the situation they're in. He's going to try and come back. He's going to want to come back. He's incredibly tough. He's incredibly athletic. He seems to heal faster than normal people, which I guess is part of being 22 and also, you know, part of being a freak athlete. So I don't think anything is off the table, you know, in terms of him being able to come back. But it really is wait and see. He's not on the trip. You know, they told us that. He's staying back in San Diego for treatment. So I wouldn't expect necessarily like an immediate comeback after the 10 days, although again, with Fernando, anything seems possible. But it's wait and see right now. And I don't know that we're going to necessarily get any more concrete information, you know, while the team is on the road here, kind of recircle back over the weekend when the Diamondbacks are in town at Petco and, you know, take it from there. But he's going to do everything he can to get back out there as quickly as possible. And, you know, the good news, I guess, is my understanding of this thing, and not a doctor, is, you know, it's once it's back in, it's okay once the inflammation, yep, goes down. It's just a matter of when it's going to happen again. But, you know, this one looked pretty painful, obviously. And it's one of those things where you hate to see somebody in that kind of discomfort, especially
awful.
Somebody like that who never shows it. Yeah, it's just like from a visual standpoint, it's tough to watch a little bit. Yeah.
Yeah. They panned into the audience the other night. And I mean, I screamed at the TV. I was just like, I lost it, you know, when I saw that. And panned to the audience, Jesse. I mean, there's grown men standing there with their hands over their mouths and their eyes filling up with tears. And I just don't know that people outside of this market realize just how special of a human being he is. Obviously, he's a great player. But you know what? Nobody's going to feel sorry for the Padres. Still have a lot of really talented players. You got to win ball games. You got to go out and beat the Rockies. You got to beat the Diamondbacks. You know, at this point, you got to learn from what Sean Manaea did to you last time. And Blake Snell's got to go out and deliver. He has to go out and deliver tonight. You're going to be there calling the game right here on 97.3 The Fan. Super happy for you that you get to be up there. And, you know, I'd ask you what to expect tonight. But, you know, it's just been so inconsistent with Blake Snell. And really, I guess he has been consistent. He's struggled with command. He's been consistent in his inconsistency. He struggled with command. But I'd like to see the offense break out tonight a little bit.
Yeah, I think, you know, what we saw the other day against Colorado is what's needed. And I keep pointing back to the, I think it was Saturday night. My days are messed up. You know, when it was Darvish and he went six, and I think he gave up four or five runs, which obviously isn't ideal, yep. But like he kept you in the game and the Padres just didn't hit. And to me, those are the ones that like they need to start winning. You know, I mean, it's one thing. Look, if a starter gets knocked around and he can't get out of the third or fourth inning and there's seven, eight runs on the board, okay, fine. Like, I get that. But, you know, from the offensive standpoint, I'd like to see them pick up the pitching, you know, on a night like that.
No question.
You know, if he's going to give you six, even if he's going to give up four and five, you know, I think, you know, that would be the night you would love to see the offense break out. Look, I understand it's more complicated than saying that. But, you know, you're right. Those are the kinds of things that are going to happen in these last couple of months and the kinds of games they're going to have to figure out how to win a little bit more frequently. You know, like you said, you know, splitting with Colorado. I think they're in a stretch now. 17 of 19 is Colorado, Arizona, and Miami.
Yeah, gotta get it done.
These two games in Oakland are the only ones not against those three teams. So, yeah, I mean, it's on paper you say, all right, time to stack some victories. But, you know, they've not consistently done that this year, and we'll see how it goes from here on out.
No, Jesse Agler is the incorporator. Got a word for you. I've been pretty tough on you the last few weeks. This one may be a little bit easier. You are on the road. You know, it's different. So, Paulie, I don't know how to say this word, so I'm going to let the computer say it.
Deglutition.
You ever heard that one before?
Deglutition. I have not. Deglutition. We should have a rule, by the way, that if you can't say it, you can't use it. I feel like...
I think that's fair. I mean, all Woods has to do is
you can't pronounce
it
the word. Yeah.
Make it work a little bit.
I just
it.
Said it. Deglutition. It means the action or process of swallowing. The muscles involved in deglutition. It's mid-17th century from French deglutition or modern Latin to swallow down. So there you go. Deglutition.
Can you use it in a sentence?
The muscles involved in deglutition. It is a noun, a mass noun, whatever a mass noun
okay.
is.
Woodsy does not know how to say the word deglutition.
I just said it.
There you go. There. Incorporator done.
Deglutition. For tonight. Jesse, always look forward to your call. Always look forward to Tuesdays at this time, my friend. Thanks very much. Enjoy the scenery and the fine cuisine of Oakland today, my friend.
Thank you very much.
All right, brother. That's Jesse Agler joining us on the Premier Chevrolet of Carlsbad Fan Hotline. Save money the right way with Premier Chevrolet of Carlsbad. Visit them today in the Carlsbad Auto Mall. Chevrolet, find new roads.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey everyone, Boomer Esiason here. The NFL Draft is behind us and your favorite team is now gearing up for week number one. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.